Today is Tuesday, April 19th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm recording a little early today. I just thought I would, it's my lunch break, and I thought, well, I'll go ahead and record because I'm cooking steak for dinner and a baked sweet potato. And I thought, well, I'll go ahead and, you know, we have to work out and do all that kind of good stuff. And I thought, I'll go ahead and do that. The other reason is right now, I mean, this is not interesting to explain anyway, but I will. Right now, I have to unplug the audio from the Mac Mini, which is what I podcast on. And I also have to unplug the HDMI from the Mac Mini that I podcast on and plug it into my work laptop for various reasons. And there's an issue going on. And so, you know, I had it set up so I didn't have to switch them. And then something happened, and I don't want to go into details, but basically for the past month or so, I've had to like unplug, plug, unplug, plug. And I've got so many solutions in the closet. You know, I could buy an HDMI switcher, and, you know, I could buy probably some sort of switcher that, because the audio is coming through USB-C. And so it's not actually coming through, you know, RCA or analog audio cables. And so I could buy some sort of switcher or look in the closet. I may have something that I've used, but, you know, a lot of this stuff, I keep everything. I keep all of my cords. I keep everything. But a lot of them are so old. I have HDMI switchers in the closet, but the problem is the resolution on them is a lot lower than computers and monitors are capable of nowadays. And so if I use those switchers, it's going to downgrade the resolution. I don't even know if it'll work. And, you know, my keyboard and my mouse are Bluetooth, and they have, I don't love my keyboard and mouse, but they do well what I need, which is there's a button at the top of the keyboard that has three options. And I can just switch it back and forth between the Mac Mini and the work laptop, no problem. There, you know, and the mouse is similar. It has a switch. It only has two inputs, unfortunately. But the monitor and the audio is a problem. So it was already all plugged in, and I thought, well, you know, and I was about to get under the desk and unplug it and plug into my laptop because I had a work meeting in the office this morning. And so I had to unplug everything. Well, it was already unplugged from when I podcasted yesterday. But anyway, bottom line, when I'm done podcasting, I'm going to have to unplug the audio and the HDMI and plug it into my work laptop so that I can work for the rest of the afternoon. And I thought, well, rather than having to do it twice, you know, unplug it, plug it into my work laptop, work until 5, unplug it again, you know, plug it back in, podcast, then have to unplug it again in the morning, you know, I thought, well, I'll go ahead and do the podcast now since I've got a few minutes left in my lunch break and, you know, and do that. But anyway, so I know we were talking about the weekend and we pretty much finished. I mean, my parents came over for Easter. I did a Chinese place. I did P.F. Chang's because I've said this before, but I know my mom likes that. And I know my stepdad likes that, and so it makes it easy. And I had no time to cook because Saturday was, we had the movie, we had the food truck that we were doing, we had working out, we had all the stuff we did on Saturday. Plus, I put together the slat wall. And so I just really didn't have time to cook. And Sunday, I had 3 church services in the morning. I had to get there early because this drives me crazy. It's petty, but for it to drive me crazy, but I volunteer to be in the orchestra and I love it. I mean, that's the reason I go there. But when we have special events like Easter or Christmas, I don't know if they rent it or if they just like, maybe the owners of the building go to our church. I'm not really sure, but there's a couple of blocks away. There's a parking lot that's attached to a business, and they will have the choir and the orchestra and the band and like all of that. They will have us park over there. And then they have a shuttle that goes back and forth. So it just adds extra time because I have to park over there. I have to get on the shuttle. The shuttle brings you. And so it adds extra, you know, so I have to get up even earlier to get there in time to catch the shuttle and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I complain. I'm like, oh, you know, but I do it because I'm a rule follower generally. And so I had to do that. Well, we had to be there around 8:10, something like that in the morning. But I needed to get there around 7:45 to catch the shuttle and make sure that I was in my seat in time. And then I got there. I was probably in my seat around 8:00. They didn't do any rehearsing with the orchestra at all. And the service was at 8:30. So I just sat there from 8 until 8:30 waiting for the service to begin. And anyway, it was fine. But, you know, I got there early, but I had three services. So I actually attended the actual sermon, which I don't do a lot of times. And so I sat in there. I did my performing, sat in the seat for the sermon, for the Easter sermon. And then I had the other two, you know, the other two services that I did. And I had ordered P.F. Chang's the night before, but I set it to pick up at 11:30 on Sunday morning. And so I drove over to P.F. Chang's. When I got there, they already had the food ready. Came home and I put it all on platters to make it look nicer. And my parents were still going to that church, to the last church service. So they were coming after church. And so I put the oven on 200 and put everything in the oven and kept it warm. And they brought a dessert. We ate. It was good. They saw everything. And the slat walls, I had that all organized. And the attic, my mom apparently had not seen the attic. I don't know. I feel like she has, but she thought she hadn't. And anyway, so we did that. And then we rested for a couple of hours after they left. We worked out because it was too cold to walk. A lot of times we like to walk on the weekend, but it was a little bit chilly, and I said, no, let's just go ahead and do elliptical and Peloton or whatever, because it was in the 50s and I just didn't want to walk. So we did that. We went to the grocery store and we started a new, I'm trying to remember. We didn't start it on Sunday. We did start a new show yesterday, Anatomy of a Scandal. And it's a British show. I like it, but it's enjoyable enough to watch. And I like a scandal or a legal or a crime or, you know, anything like that involving courts and politics and whatever, like TV shows. And so, but it's British. And this guy, I don't know what they call him. He's in the British Parliament. A minister or something. I can't remember what they call him, but anyway, and he's married and everything, but he has an affair. And then he ends up getting accused of rape and actually charged with rape and taken to court. And so you see all these, they still wear these wigs in British, the attorneys and the judge, they wear these white wigs. And I mean, I guess we used to do that in the U.S. I'm not really sure. I mean, we originally came from England, so a lot of us. So maybe we did. I don't know. But but I don't know why they still do that. Like, that seems like such an antiquated practice. But they're wearing these wigs. They're in there, you know. So we started that show. And that was pretty much our Sunday. And Mark is still planning on his visa. There was one thing that Gary said on Twitter I wanted to talk about. He said he gave us a location for a kolache place in Texas. And I've actually heard of it. It's a gas station and they serve kolaches, and it's a different kolache. It's actually So there are multiple different pastries, we'll say, that are called kolache. One of them is the one that I'm talking about that is a savory thing, and it has a weenie in it. If you like a weenie, it has a weenie in it. But there are versions that are more like a Danish, I guess. And they have like a fruit filling or, you know, whatever. And so he was saying on Twitter that I should take Mark to try these kolaches. Well, he may like them. I don't think I've ever been to that gas station. So Gary said they have kind of a biscuit texture. A U.S. biscuit texture and not a cookie for those in the U.K. A U.S. biscuit. And I love biscuits. Mark hates biscuits. He doesn't like them. So I don't know. I mean, maybe he would like it. I don't know if you were being literal, Gary, or you were just, I'm not sure, but Mark does not like biscuits. Doesn't like them. He gives them to me if it's included with his meal. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.